Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
251-1-3701-0028-3112.
Perfect. So give me one second here to pull up your file, and we can get the ball rolling here. So is this David Roller Witter?
Yes.
Okay. And who's this that I'm speaking to?
This is Dave Witter.
This is David? Okay, perfect.
Yep.
And are you the 100% owner over there?
I'm 90%.
90%? Okay.
Yep.
And is there another partner there that's 10, or is that divvied up?
Yeah, my son and daughter. They're 5% each.
Okay, okay. Perfect. Let me just confirm some information here on the file, and then I can answer any questions that you may have. As far as a phone number here, if we do get disconnected, what's a good number there for you?
I'm on my house phone, so it'll be 717-532-3271.
Perfect. And can you confirm the billing address there for the business?
2638. Orsetown Road, Shippensburg, PA, 17257.
Perfect. And then as far as, like, the business classification, are you a proprietorship, partnership, C-Corp, S-Corp, LLC?
Partnership.
Partnership, okay. And then how long have you guys been in business over there?
Since 2005.
2005. Perfect, perfect. Yeah, so, you know, we have many programs here, so if you could just kind of paint a picture there of what you're looking to do, I can point you in the right direction.
Okay, well, what I want to do, I'm a dairy farmer. And
okay.
I'd like to grow my business here. I need to get, you know, some more milk and cows is what I'm after.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I got some feed bills that needs paid, so that's what I'm after.
Okay, okay. And as far as the first portion there, the cows there, how many were you looking to bring on? What was the game plan there?
Yeah, I'd like to get maybe 20 more. That's what I'm after.
Okay, and how much do each one usually cost?
Usually about $1,500.
$1,500, okay.
Yeah.
And then as far as some bills there, was this just like some credit cards you were trying to pay off? Or?
No, this is for the dairy business too. This is for like, I got to buy feed, you know, some soybean meal for the cows, you know, to eat and things like that. So that's what this, you know, the rest would be for.
Okay. Okay. How many cows do you guys have right now?
We're milking about 110.
Oh wow.
And just not cutting it because milk price ain't good right now. That's the problem, you know. So I just get a little more cash flow. That's what I'm after. So.
I got you. So I'm trying to do some quick math here. You're looking at probably 30,000 there for the cows. Did you have an estimate there as far as what you'd need for, you know, the resources?
Yeah, 20,000 or 30,000 for that too, if I could get it.
Okay.
At this point, anything would help. So.
I see. How's the business been this year for you?
Well, it's not been a good year because, I mean, like I said, the milk price is down. I mean, there over the summer we were only getting paid like $13 or $14 a hundred. So.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So.
That's a pretty drastic drop. What was the reason for that?
Well, they claim there's too much milk in the East Coast.
There's too much?
That's what they're saying. That's their excuse. You know,
interesting.
They had some guys just have to dump their milk, so they got too much. So.
I gotcha. How long have you been doing this for? I know you've had the business since 2005, but...
I've been doing it all my life. I'm 54, so I've been milking since I've been 7 years old.
Oh, wow.
Started out with my dad, so I've been doing it 47 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've been through some serious times then, haven't you?
Yeah, been ups and downs.
I got you. So yeah, just to kind of give you a ballpark here of what we can free up for you. I know you said you're looking for about probably 50 to 60K. Do you know what you did in gross annual sales there? I can kind of give you a ballpark of what we might be able to do for you.
Well, the Schedule F for my farming business, the gross income was $544,919.
Okay, that was last year?
Yeah, that's 15, yes.
Okay, and have you filed taxes yet, or did you guys get an extension
No,
there?
No, we have
that?
To wait until the end of the year, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I mean, with those sales right there, you're right in the realm of that 50 to kind of 60K range. I know you said you needed some extra cash there, for like it sounds like goods and resources there for the cows themselves. But was there maybe any equipment there that you might need as well, as far as the business goes, or was it just the working capital that you were looking into?
It's just mainly the working capital. I got pretty much the equipment that I need. I don't want to have to go buy any equipment. So, yeah, it's just working capital. That's what I need. Yes.
Okay. And have you ever had a working capital loan before, or do you currently have one right now?
No, I don't.
Okay. Are you familiar with kind of how they work?
No.
Okay,
No.
so it's very similar to like a line of credit, in the sense that you'll get approved for the largest amount, and then you can kind of use however much of it you want. The big difference is, with a line of credit, it is heavily based off of credit. With working capital, it's more based off your top line revenue. So with the sales that you do have, you're kind of right in the realm of that 50 to 60K range. The only other two things that they look at are going to be time in business, which you have a what looks to be like a good history on that. You got some at least 11 years with this business, and you've gotten it sounds like 30 plus more years just in the industry itself. The only other real aspect they do look at is credit. How would you rate your credit there? Good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Probably somewhere in the middle. Yeah.
Would you say like mid 600s? Do you have like a ballpark, or the last time they got it pulled?
I'd say between 6 and 620. That's what I would say.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. The good news is, you're a little bit below average there on the rating, but like I said, the sales are going to be the heaviest part there. So there's definitely going to be some opportunity for us to get you an approval. Did you have a time frame of when you were looking to bring this on? Did you need this now? Was this in another month or two?
Yeah, as soon as possible if I could. That's
Okay.
what I'm at. So, yeah.
And then as
By the
far
way,
as, oh, sorry,
okay,
continue.
go ahead.
I don't know, continue.
Okay, I was just wondering, if we do get approved of anything, how's your payments, or what's the
Yeah,
payment
so
or
as far as the structure goes, term lengths are anywhere from 3 to 36 months with working capital. First timers usually get in the 6 month to 18 to 24 month range they're starting, and then we do daily, weekly, or monthly payment structures. Did you kind of have a ballpark figure there of what you would be able to afford monthly there on the payments?
Okay, well, one thing I'd like to do, if I can do anything, I'd rather do it monthly than, if I could. But I would do a weekly. I don't want no daily stuff if I don't have to. But anyhow, I could probably do, 2,000 a month, no problem.
Okay.
Or yeah, that's right, 2,000 a month. Yes,
Okay.
keep
Okay.
that range.
All right. And then as far as I know, you said you didn't have any working capital loans. Do you have any loans out at all with the business? Any business loans or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
Anything I have, is for equipment, that's out there, with certain
Mm-hmm.
people. Other than that, that's it.
Okay. And have you looked around for a business loan or capital elsewhere, with a local bank or anything like that?
Yes, I have, but I get turned down, so that's why. And this letter just come yesterday for some reason. It seemed like it was a prayer, answered a prayer for me. So that's why I'm calling you guys. So
I got you.
help. I was reading these letters what these people have been saying back here, and it sounds really good. So,
Yeah, we have
anyway,
quite the reputation here.
turned down, but I just figured I'd try. So,
Of course, of course. And as far as like purchasing these cows, how does that whole thing work? Is there like a ranch that you go to for that, or is this an auction?
yeah, there's an auction. See, there is one Thursday. This
Oh, okay.
Thursday, that's awful quick, and there is one this Thursday. They're selling a bunch of cows. And then my sister, she's going out of business. And that's next Tuesday. But they might be pretty expensive.
I see. And do you buy them pretty young, or are they already fully matured?
Yeah, they're already milking. Yeah, they're mature. But I mean, I do buy the young ones. I don't buy nothing old because, the older cows, cows only last so long. So
I
I
got you.
get them young. They're like 2 years old.
I
is
see.
what I buy, so yeah.
Okay. And then, as far as You know, they said you're usually around 1500 each. What kind of return do you see on like a per cal unit basis there?
Well, it just depends how much they milk, but you know, if they really milk good, it's really profitable business. I mean, it is. I don't know what you'd say a return would be. I have no clue. Really, I don't.
Each one kind of varies.
Yes, it does. It really does. But
Okay.
you try to go out and buy the best. That's what you try to do.
And do you already have a vendor or someone you've gone through in the past with this, or is this just a straight auction here and you just kind of we'll see what you
This
can
guy,
get?
this guy's been doing it probably for 2 years now. He usually has a sale once a month, and we've done business with him before, and got good stuff. Got good cattle from him before. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, the good news is here is as far as the approval process goes, it's really just three things that we look at. It's going to be a one-page application. It's very straightforward. It would be your since you guys have the extension on the 2015, it would be your 2014 taxes, and then just a copy of the extension you got there for 2015, and then it's 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Once you're able to get that over to me, I can usually get you submitted to underwriting and get you an answer in about 24 to 48 hours. Once you are approved, the offer is good for 90 days, and as soon as you're ready to pull the trigger, you give us the call and you're funded in about 24 hours. I know you said you got the auction coming up Thursday. If you were able to get this paperwork over to me today, I could probably have an answer there for you before the auction. That way you kind of have a little purchasing knowledge there for the back pocket for when you went into that. Would that be something you are interested in as far as getting the process going, or were you going to need a few days to kind of get everything together? I'm just kind of trying to
Well,
get a time frame here.
I got my bank statements here. I mean, I can do that. The other thing was is you want the taxes of 14 and 15, right?
It would be if you guys still have the extension on the 15, we would just need a copy of the extension, and then it would be 2014 taxes, correct?
Well, I don't understand what you mean by the extension of the 15.
Did you already file 2015? I thought you said you guys hadn't filed yet.
Oh yeah, we did. It's 216. I got 215 right in front of me. That was the
Oh,
date.
okay. Okay. Yeah, then
Sorry
we would
about
just
that.
No, you're fine. Then yeah, we would just need 2015 taxes then.
Okay. Yeah.
And
See, if I
don't
get my what's if I usually get my accountant just to email this to you instead of me having send all that. What's your email there?
Yeah, I was going to say, what's a good email there for you? And I can shoot you here what you would need. And we can do
Okay,
it
my
that way.
email is this is all small letters. It's Dave Witter, WITTER,
Okay.
1979 at
1979.
gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay, I got Dave, Dave Witter, WITTER, 1979 at gmail.com. Perfect. So what I'll do here is shoot you that over. The only thing that if your accountant wants to get everything together, just make sure on the application part where the signature is that it's a wet signature, that you don't like just type it up on the computer and print it out. You can type everything else out on the application, but just the signature part has to be a wet signature just for verification. But as soon as you're able to get that all over to me, like I said, I can get you an answer in about 24 hours. But what I'll do is get this email going, shoot that over. If you do have any questions, feel free to email me. Or do you have a pen and paper on you by chance?
I do.
Perfect. Here,
Okay.
if you want to just write down my direct line there, that way if
Thank
anything
you.
does come up, you can reach out. It's 858
Okay.
252-1496.
96. And your name is?
Tyler.
Okay. Now, one more thing. These bank statements, do you have a fax number? I'm going to take them over to my township supervisor. My brother works over there. And can I just want to fax him.
Yeah,
What's
our
your
fax
number?
number is 1-888-234-0177.
0177. Okay. Now the application that came in the mail or in with this thing, is that all I got to fill out?
Yeah, the email that I'm going to shoot over, it's just going to have the list of the three things, and then it'll have the one-page application attached to it. And like I said, you can either fill it out all online and then just print it out, sign it, and then scan it, or you can just print it out and handwrite it all, completely your call. But what I'll do is I'll get the email going, shoot that over. I'll follow up with you tomorrow just to see if you had any questions, if you haven't gotten it back to me yet. But if you can get it into me today, I can put it on rush and for sure have some answers for you at least Thursday. What time was the auction there for you on Thursday?
It's 11 o'clock.
Okay.
It's daytime instead of nighttime. So,
yeah. I gotcha. And you guys are located in Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania, yep.
Okay, perfect, perfect. 11 a.m. over there, which is going to be 8 a.m. us. So we got about a good hour and a half. Okay, yeah, that's definitely doable. So here, I will get this email going. I'll shoot it over. If you can get it over to me today, we'll definitely get you in the system and work on that approval. If not, we'll touch base here tomorrow morning, just kind of see where things are at.
Okay. The only other thing, like I say, I got to get a hold of my tax accountant. I hope he's home. You know, if he's not home, it might be a little later on today, so you might not find anything out till, you know, tomorrow or whatever. But anyhow, I'll do what I can.
Okay, yeah, we're open until 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, which is 6:30 your time. So you do have a little bit of wiggle room there. But like I said,
I'm going to call here just in case I'm not home. I'll give you my cell number.
Yeah, what's that? Good number there for you.
You ready?
Yep.
717-729-0848. Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Yeah, I'll put that in there as well, just so it's a little easier. And like I said, if you have any questions, just shoot me an email back, or you can give me a call there at that number, and we can answer any questions you may have.
All right.
All right, David. It was good talking to you. No worries. We'll be in touch.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.